Welcome to the Bible Story Podcast.
Hey, thanks so much for joining me today. My name is John Drabert. I'm the director of Covenant Bay Bible Camp. Just outside the recording space here are a bunch of day campers playing and having a great time. It's so much fun to hear their voices and their play. Well, today is part two of the stories about Daniel. If you like what you are hearing, go to our website, BibleStoryPodcast.com. There you can subscribe to the weekly email that sends you the podcast each week. And you can also subscribe with any of the major podcast players. And so you can do that on iTunes or Google Podcasts, Stitcher, any of those, and a few more. Well, a few weeks ago, I went hiking with my son. We hiked to the base of several waterfalls and enjoyed the cool mist that came off the falling water. We then got to the main falls, and we enjoyed the scenery. The adventure of hiking and just spending time together in God's creation was awesome. In the mountains, I am reminded of just how big and powerful God is. Well, today we're going to learn that God is in control. Now, when I say God is in control, that does not mean that God is controlling. He has given us free will and allows us to make every big and little decision of our lives. But because God is all-powerful, He is in control of everything. A few years have passed since Daniel and his three friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, were taken from their homes in Jerusalem and forced to serve King Nebuchadnezzar. All was going well for these four men, but I am certain they were all still hurting and missed their families and friends back home in Jerusalem. I am sure they could see how God was protecting them and guiding each of them as they settled in the land of Babylon and served King Nebuchadnezzar. God was in control and blessed each of them. And even though they experienced hard times, it does not change the fact that God does not change. He is the same today as He was hundreds, thousands of years ago. God was good back in the day of Daniel, and He is still good today. Since God is good, we can have confidence in the fact that God is in control. Have you ever had a dream that bothered you so much that you couldn't sleep the rest of the night? This was the case for King Nebuchadnezzar. He had a dream and couldn't sleep because of it. He called his magicians, enchanters, sorcerers, astrologers, and he demanded that they tell him what he had dreamed. As they stood before the king, he said, "I have had a dream that deeply troubles me, and I must know what it means." Well, as you can imagine, all these wise men begged the king to tell them the dream, but King Nebuchadnezzar would not describe his dream to them. In fact, he got angry and threatened a very painful death of being torn limb to limb and the destruction of their homes. He also offered a very generous reward to the person who would be able to describe the dream and then tell him the meaning. When the wise men heard what King Nebuchadnezzar would do to them if they were not able to describe and interpret the dream, they begged him with more urgency, "Please tell us your dream, and then we can tell you what it means." No one on earth can interpret a dream without first hearing it described. The king refused to tell them and was furious since no one was able to describe or interpret the dream. King Nebuchadnezzar ordered the execution of all the wise men. Isn't that crazy? Well, Daniel and his three friends, they were unaware of all that was happening at this time. Remember, they didn't have smartphones to post on social media how crazy the king was being at this time. Well, Daniel found out what was happening when Arioch, captain of the king's guard, had come to take Daniel and his friends away and kill them. Daniel handled things like a pro and was able to go to the king and ask for more time. So Daniel went home and told his friends Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah what had happened. He urged them to ask the God of heaven to show them his mercy by telling them the secret so they would not be executed along with all the other wise men of Babylon. That night, the secret was revealed to Daniel in a vision. Then Daniel praised the God of heaven. He said, "Praise the name of God forever and ever, for he has all wisdom and power. He controls the course of world events. He removes kings and sets up other kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the scholars. He reveals deep and mysterious things and knows what lies hidden in darkness, though he is surrounded by light. I thank and praise you, God of my ancestors, for you have given me wisdom and strength. You have told me what we asked of you and revealed to us what the king demanded." So Daniel went back to Arioch and told him not to kill any of the wise men, and that he could tell King Nebuchadnezzar his dream and what it meant. So Arioch quickly brought Daniel to the king. The king was skeptical, but really hoped that Daniel would be able to meet his request. Daniel begins by saying that it's impossible for men, but God can reveal these secrets. He tells the king that his dream was about the future. This is what he said to the king: "In your vision, your majesty, you saw standing before you a huge shining statue of a man. It was a frightening sight. The head of the statue was made of fine gold. Its chest and arms were silver. Its belly and thighs were bronze. Its legs were iron, and its feet were a combination of iron and baked clay. As you watched, a rock was cut from a mountain, but not by human hands. It struck the feet of iron and clay, smashing them to bits. The whole statue was crushed into small pieces of iron, clay, bronze, silver, and gold. Then the wind blew them away without a trace, like chaff on a threshing floor. But the rock that knocked the statue down became a great mountain that covered the whole earth." That was the dream. Now we will tell the king what it means. "Your majesty, you are the greatest of kings. The God of heaven has given you sovereignty, power, strength, and honor. He has made you the ruler over all the inhabited world and has put even the wild animals and birds under your control. You are the head of gold. But after your kingdom comes to an end, another kingdom inferior to yours will rise to take your place. After that kingdom has fallen, yet a third kingdom, represented by bronze, will rise to the rule of the world. Following that kingdom, there will be a fourth one, as strong as iron. That kingdom will smash and crush all previous empires, just as iron smashes and crushes everything it strikes. The feet and toes you saw were a combination of iron and baked clay, showing that this kingdom will be divided. Like iron mixed with clay, it will have some of the strength of iron, but while some parts of it will be as strong as iron, other parts will be as weak as clay. This mixture of iron and clay also shows that these kingdoms will try to strengthen themselves by forming alliances with each other through intermarriage, but they will not hold together, just as iron and clay do not mix. During the reigns of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed or conquered. It will crush all these kingdoms into nothingness, and it will stand forever. That is the meaning of the rock cut from the mountain, though not by human hands, that crushed to pieces the statue of iron, bronze, clay, silver, and gold. The great God was showing the king what will happen in the future. The dream is true, and its meaning is certain. Well, the king was impressed and rewarded Daniel and his three friends by promoting them to higher positions. Well, God is in control, even when it seems the worst is about to unfold. Instead of death, Daniel and his three friends were promoted to greater positions in the kingdom. Even the world leaders are put into their roles by God. God is in control. He knows the future, and he takes care of those who love and follow him. One of the things I admire about Daniel is that when he got news about the king's order to execute all the wise men, he did not panic, but he and his three friends started praying. They believed that God was in control and that he could help them. Learn from Daniel. Go to God in prayer because God is in control. Well, it is time for our growth tip, a way for you to grow in a relationship with Jesus. You know, one of the things that is so important is having good friends that love God. Who we spend time with will either help us grow closer to God or will discourage us from growing closer to God. We all need good Christian friends that we can rely on. Daniel needed his friends to pray, and they did. Who are the Christians in your life that will help you grow closer to Jesus and will help you when life gets hard? Consider letting them know how much you appreciate them and be sure to be praying for them regularly. Hey, I appreciate you guys listening. Be sure to subscribe and share this podcast with your friends. If you like it, they will probably like it too. Also, I'd love to hear from you. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter. Maybe you have a story from the Bible that you would like told on this podcast. Send me a message and I'll be sure to respond back to you. If you would like to read the story for yourself, you can find it in the book of Daniel, chapter 2. Thanks for listening. I will talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Bible Story Podcast. There is nothing more important than a growing relationship with Jesus. Share this with a friend and have a great discussion.